Imagine a room with the most popular kid in it and all other students gathered around him, thinking his life must be amazing and nothing to worry about. Well, here's the real truth behind Fernando, a troubled teen with heart addiction to prescription pills prescribed by his doctor. Fernando was a normal guy before all the chaos in his life, of his father constantly arguing with his mother and landing in the doctor's office constantly due to complications of anxiety, being prescribed Ativan and Xanax. In a survey of National Drug of Institute, 68,000 people of ages 12 and 18 took a survey. Out of all the survey, the majority answered yes to drug addiction or drug use. Why is this such a problem in our country with our children, our future generations stuck on these painful addictive substances? And how is this happening? How do these teens and adults have easy access to the most addictive pharmaceuticals? The main cause of these addictive substances is the doctors who prescribe these drugs to you, or even illegitimate doctors you could go to for these illegal substances, such as promethazine, codeine, or purple drink, benzos, painkillers, and morphine. All these can be prescribed by a doctor. All it takes is one patient to get hooked on these substances, begging for more and more, until the prescription they have is no longer valid, which then leads to them using street drugs. How is this connected to street drugs, you may ask? To answer the question, we have to start at the beginning. The cooks, the ones who make the product, these are the people who live in low economic countries such as Mexico, South America, etc. But having the open fields hidden in the forest, these cooks are able to make the product they are needed to be met by the boss or the head honcho of the cartel. These lead to the locals dumping toxic chemicals down the river, damaging the ecosystem and environment where we live. Once these drugs are made, they are transferred or smuggled into our country, raising the crime in our country due to drug trafficking and cartels. Many of these cartels are drug traffickers and are relentless killers. How can we stop the damaging of our ecosystem and lower the crime rate due to drugs in our country? As a solution that was used is rehabilitation. Although it has been around and have been proven helpful for some drug addicts and others may relapse, but there is a rehabilitation in Thailand to prove super effective, and the patients admitted into rehabilitation centers. It's a harsh and cruel rehabilitation center, but the long-term benefits will astonish you. The patients are to drink a secret herbal remedy using secret remedy to purge the body of toxins due to drug abuse. Street drugs are everywhere in every corner of the block, just waiting to claim its next victim. These street drugs have people so strung out it will make them steal, rob, or even commit murder to get their fix. Many see easy drug access as access from doctors beneficial, but once you're strung out, you are no longer a member of society due to incognitive actions and behavior, making drugs the leading cause of overdoses. With the help of government putting more attention to rehabilitation centers than fighting the war on drugs, which just fuels the world to create and make drugs. Something President Nixon didn't oversee when pushing the war on drugs.